Davin's Den is Wrecking Ball Radio.
Hello, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than losing control over who knows what pages you go to on the internet. I am your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Joe Curry.
Hello.
And Pip Helix.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Big show tonight on the show. We are joined by CNBC's film crew for American Greed. Pretty exciting.
Awesome.
They are filming this, so this actually is really happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it.
This is really happening?
Joe, pinch me.
Not there.
Not punch me. Pinch
right.
me. Anyway.
Not there.
Right. Big show tonight on the show. A very real-looking scam that showed up in Mr. Curry's inbox. He's going to share that with us. Also, a brand new curmudgeonly philosophy from Pip Helix. The Senate has voted to allow your internet provider to sell you your browsing history. But first, a segment that we like to do, we like to reveal what the scammers are saying about you and I and their clients and the hackers. We like to reveal all the awful things they do as we infiltrate their websites. And I'm going to start with something that we haven't done in a while. We haven't talked about this in a while. The black magic.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
The black magic, believe it or not, a lot of them still believe in.
Which is so bizarre.
Why? Do you have people still believe in God?
I know.
It's not bizarre. It's just, you know.
It's just their particular belief.
Exactly. Mm. And if it leads to money just because you slit open a chicken's throat, who am I to judge?
What was the word for that they had? Wasn't it,
in Ghana, it's called Sakawa.
Sakawa, yes.
All right. So this is from a gentleman named L.A. Street. I'm sure that's on his birth certificate. And he's from Lagos, Nigeria. I'm sure he's up to helping people.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Him and his friend Sunset Strip, yes.
Yes. He posts iCard, iPhone at a cheap price and sell good credit card with high balance and paid sites, paid VPN. I can help you send flower, ring, ice cream, and lot to your USA client only. Then he gives his number and his WhatsApp information. So, of course, client is victim.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of times you like to woo a victim by sending him a little trinket of love. So he's going to help you send that real ring.
And he's going to do it so that it's not traceable back to...
with his VPN.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it can't be traced.
Mm-hmm.
He's also looking to unload some credit cards that he's probably stolen.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah.
Probably.
Most likely.
Well, sometimes you skip down the street and there they are, Joe.
Yeah, you know, you walk down there.
You got a friend.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So he's looking to make some money. So then that's L.A. Street. Then this is from, I hope I pronounce it right, Ifahide Fabive.
That's an easy name.
Bless
sure.
You.
It's a good Scrabble word. He says, hello, I'm here to have...
You have to prove that's a name. Oh, that's right here.
Sure. Can't use it in Scrabble, the proper noun.
Looks like the wind blew it. Wait.
No, it's his name.
Right.
Don't make fun of scammers.
Yes, sir.
He says, hello, I'm here to advertise my father's work. Spiritual father, native doctor, that do care and God heals. He is named called Baba Ife, living at... And then he gives his Ijibu at Igbo. I'm not making fun of him, but... He's from the Ogun State in Nigeria.
All easy to pronounce.
Yeah, sure. Names. He can be of a great help to you, and I will not stop talking about him because he is a wonderful father to me. He's very powerful. He's a great man with prophetic word. He also specializes in all kinds of spell, like if you went your ex-husband or ex-wife back. Joe, no.
Not me. No. We'll pass on that.
If you always have bad dreams. If you want to be promoted in your office. Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
If you want women or men to run after you, I do. They usually do, but that's because they're angry at me.
Yeah. Yes, they're throwing things.
Yes.
Make them stop throwing things when they run after me.
If you want a child.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that means you're going to get pregnant or help you steal one. I don't know what he means. If you want to be rich.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If you want to tie your husband and wife to be yours forever.
Mm-hmm. All right.
If you need financial assistance. Herbal care, if you cannot be able to satisfy your wife's sex desire due to low reaction, if your menstruation refused to come out of the day it's supposed to come or overflows. This guy, he's like your urgent care of black magic doctors.
Yeah, really.
That's like a little TMI.
Yeah, really.
If your work refused to pay your salary, people owing you, solve land issue and get it back. Let people obey my words and do my wish. I might want that one. Do you have a low sperm count? Joe.
I do.
Really?
A lot of people have been successful working with this man. Don't use some others you've tried before judge this one. Remember, you've got to give it a try before judging. Give it a chance. Don't hesitate to contact me.
One-stop shop.
Yeah, he's got it all in there.
I know.
And then here's another guy posing
But now, is he selling that information also to the clients?
Yes.
So that the clients think that this is going to work for them?
Yes.
Okay.
And here's another gentleman showing the success that he's had.
Showing the piles of stuff on his bed.
nice decorations he's got in that room. What a lousy place he's living in, though.
He's got a green screen. Leave him alone.
He's got a green screen wall.
His name is... Malum Babatundiodi. And I don't care announcing these guys because they're bad people.
Of course they are.
That's why I don't, but, you know.
Well, Malum, that starts with Mal, which means bad.
And chances are they're not going to be confused with anybody else. There's a guy with the same name down the street. That's probably him. Not a chance around these parts.
Never take counsel from the realm of poverty if you want to live in the realm of wealth. Don't let poverty take over you, neither your problems. Say it out and you will get solution for that problems. Don't hit sickness or your problem, say it out and will be solved. English not help.
I know it's not you, but I'm like, what?
This is what he writes, man. Okay. This is in these scamming sites.
Right.
A lot of nobles, including the Lord of the Christian Society, was condemned to death by the world, even for his good deeds and to humanity. So who am I not to be condemned? I'm only here for those who are willing to say bye-bye to poverty. I have it, and I can make you have it as well, only if you have the mind to take steps. Do you have anything to share with me? Feel free to call or leave a message. For the solution of some problems, I help helping students, give people magic money.
Okay, that's familiar.
Magic finger for stubborn clients. So if you have a scam victim who's a little hesitant to send that Western Union, you call this guy. He's got the know-how to make it happen.
He gives them the magic finger, the New Jersey magic finger, or a different kind of magic
different finger? Different finger.
All right.
Send the money charm, treating of madness, traveling issues, eye problems, broken bones, working on lotto, numbers, infertility, drop him a message, call Odie, and then he gives his number. Money and be famous in life, call Odie Dollar today.
Is that the name of the dog?
Be dialing, dog? People, be dialing.
And now this guy also shows pictures of his successes.
Now, what is that? Now, stuff that he's gotten off of his clients?
He's showing how wealthy they are. And then on this bottom one, he's showing them at a cyber cafe.
Right.
You know,
a whole bunch of them sitting around.
Apparently scamming folks.
Mm-hmm. Testimonials.
Sure. And, you know, like we've talked about, they like to show off the bling. So they're sitting there with all their money.
Mm-hmm. Like rappers do.
Yes, exactly like rappers.
Well, he almost have like the stature of a rapper.
Those,
you know,
and the same thing with wearing the gold chains and showing off their money and their fan the bills.
Absolutely. Now, but he's not getting great reaction on the scamming site. Falana Toby's like, really?
Really?
Failgrab Aloydin Samuel says boys don't need ghost money. So he's saying real scammers don't need this black magic stuff.
Right. Ghost money.
Yeah, hack.
Like pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I like how they're having levels of, you know what, I'm a better scammer than you, dog.
Open mic scammer.
Yeah, sure.
You bring your scam.
Mr. Falgrave continues, you know gonna last, no to blood money. He doesn't want any of this. He wants hardcore scamming the honorable way. You know, you hack. and you use your mind.
Use your terrible poetry.
Then he calls him an officer scammer. Falana Toby says, Lord blessing lasts longer than money ritual. Remember, there are some religious people over there.
Yeah, sure.
So, Odie Dollar. This is not nice at all. There's an expletive you.
Oh, wow.
Somebody calls him an idiot. Somebody says it's scam. Now, that's very interesting. Even the scammers will call out a scam on another scammer.
It's like, except for my real scamming, your scamming is scamming.
Not for nothing. I know. I'm a scammer. This is a scam.
Sure. There's got to be honor among scammers.
I know. Really? They get called out.
They're busting him on how he does it.
Oh, they're like comics.
I know. Really rough room.
Oh. Destiny, WF Destiny Chase is saying, scam, that's real, bro. I don't know. I think he's sticking up for him. Then Alaka. Wally Taiwo says, yes, this guy's a scammer. He's waiting to lure your money. Scammers do not like to be scammed by other people. A little respect.
That's not right.
A little how
That's
could you?
That's not right.
After all we've stolen together.
Yes.
Yeah, really. If you're trying to sell me something and you're going to scam me, I was going to use that to scam other people. How dare you?
So then Deo, John Peter, says, money way, you supposed to take the chop. I know what it take as a gee boy. You get Ifa Imola for me. room as I day I know day use them. Close that they are zero work with your head and trust in God. He's ready to help you with know these things. I took my EFA for 200,000. All right, and for 100,000. So he's talking about I'm using my abilities
right
to get 200,000 or 100,000. I don't know.
EFA must be a code word for their client or their mark. Mm.
Yeah, like a Mugu.
Mm-hmm.
But they are nothing. I'm here working and begging for money. I am praying to God for mercy because I turned back to him and worshiped those ones and left God. But now that I know I am back to God, I believe he will do something good and great. So I did do the black magic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now I've discovered the way of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he will help me with the scamming.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because, you know, Jesus is the way to go if
you want to scam big.
Yes,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's the apostle that doesn't get mentioned very often.
Yeah.
He was the one that hung out at Western Union.
The apostle Ongabu.
That was Africa. That's where it takes place.
Well, there you go, then.
Sure. Ifatogan Ajosola says, truly, God power is the best. I must assure you that traditional doctor that provide the Ifa Imoli, he was good enough in that work. So he's saying it's good. Deo John Peter says, but for the fact that you believe in those things does not mean it will work for others, and you believe in it. So he's saying, listen, it might work for you. It's not going to work for me. So they're having this whole argument there.
Right.
So Deo John Peter says, I don't dispute charms don't work, but charms don't work for Yahoo only trying to do your own scamming. Yahoo are the Yahoo boys because they do a lot of their scamming on Yahoo Messenger.
Oh, right.
They're
okay.
The Yahoo boys.
You know, in our neck of the woods. Or our neck of the jungle.
Sure. And so Ifutakan says, charms don't work for Yahoo?
What is this? This is nonsense. What are you talking about?
How dare you?
How dare you?
It almost sounds like they're speaking nonsense.
Yes. Well, they understand this.
I know. It sounds like gibberish to us.
He goes, I've worked for many Yahoo boys before and still working for them. If you don't believe that charms work for Yahoo, I will invite you and give you charm for free without collecting a penny. Without a month, I know you will call me and thank me for visiting for more. So he's saying it does work for scam.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Keep it. If you don't like it, send it back after 30 days and we will repay you.
Yeah. Just play processing and handling.
That's right. A separate processing and handling thing.
So Deo John Peter says no to money ritual. Say yes to Jesus. And somebody says, are you preaching? And then, so it's going back and forth. You get the drift of it.
Yeah, I like that they're talking about the different gods that they pray to while they're scamming people. That's nice.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's what they use this for.
You know what? Some churches do the same thing.
Oh, they absolutely do.
You know, I mean, it's, yeah, you know, you get some of these huckster churches, they do the same, pray off of people.
What is the name of that guy that's on television all the time? Oh, the young guy, and he's always praying.
But that smile?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't trust him as far as I could throw him. Yeah, that smirk.
No, and they're all using God or using some thing from their religion to try to get people's money away.
That's the funny
them.
Thing, and it's like the power of God. He's got that like 1,000-yard stare.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about. I don't trust him as far as I could throw him.
Right.
Joel Osteen.
And I found
that's
out.
Him. Yes. Yeah.
Eddie K. Ritchie decides to drop a whole bunch of credit card numbers and information. So you got the credit card number, the full number, the CVV number, the expiration month.
Wow.
The expiration year, the full name. You get the first name, you get the last name, you get their address, you get their city, you get their state, you get their zip code, you get their phone number.
Wow. So they could use everything. They can get whatever they want. Yeah. They have all the information.
Dab, I'm sorry. Social's included in that, right?
Social's not included in
that. All right. Not that I'm interested in it, but
you could still do online transactions with that.
Right. But social is a big, you know, it's always when you do a your social, please. You know, a lot of transactions start up with social.
No, not if you're ordering something with a credit card.
Yeah.
Credit card doesn't ask you. You could order anything. You could order something from Amazon.
Okay. Online shopping doesn't need your Social Security. I have my credit card number memorized with the number on the back, and when it's gone, I never need my Social to shop.
So, and Kobe J says, Kobe J, would Remit tell your USA client to download World Remit app on her phone and sign up or register on worldremit.com? She does that. Tell her to send at least $10 to $50 to anybody using the World Remit account. She can also send to her name, and the money must be picked up successfully. When the money's picked up successfully, tell her to send screenshot of what World Remit told her money picked up successfully. Simple. When all that is done, inbox me with the login info and the screenshot, and let's get cash, $1,000, 100%, sure cash out every day. And World Remit, it's like a Western Union type of thing. It's a way to send money to somebody.
I've never heard of that one.
Neither
had
I.
Where is that located?
It's all over the world. It's but, you know, they advertise it's hard to be thousands of miles away from the people you care about, but needn't be hard to send money back to them. World Remit is easy to use. and it's instantaneous, and they guarantee it. So it's just another way to get money out of victims.
That's an easy way to get money to people who care about your money.
Yes. All right. When we come back, a scam that showed up in Joe's inbox. We're back. You're listening to Davin's Den. Thank you guys for hanging out. So, Joe, something amiss showed up in your inbox?
Yes. I got something in my inbox at the day program. And it was from Chase Bank. And basically, from the show we do, we usually, you know, you see something and you're like very skeptical of it. This looked very, very, very legit.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked at it and a couple of things were a little bit off base on it.
Well, first of all, do you have a Chase account?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
All right. So the first thing I noticed is that it was directed to my email address at my day, the day program, as
right.
we call it, at the day program. Now, the problem is, first red flag was they don't have my email address at
right.
my day program. They have the email address, my personal email address. Every correspondence I have ever received from them has been on my personal email address.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first red flag.
Sure.
The second red flag is they wrote, "We are letting you to know that we detected unusual activity on your Chase account on March 21st, 2017. For your protection, we need you to review this activity immediately." Now, the first thing I did was I went to Chase Online.
Mm-hmm.
I went into my account and I studied it. There was no unusual activity on that date.
Okay.
None whatsoever. I checked both my savings and I checked both my checking. That is strike two.
Okay.
The next thing is certain limitations have been placed on your account. Log in through our secure link below to verify your information on our secure page. So I did that. And
you clicked on the link in the email.
I clicked on the link on the email.
That's never a good thing to
oh,
do.
Oh, yeah.
That's not good to do, Joe.
Okay.
Somebody should listen to the show.
Okay.
Yeah, because you never know where they're going to try to redirect you someplace, and that place could be infected with a virus. It could be like a keystroke virus, so you start typing away, and
well,
then they know what you're typing.
Well, this is when, you know, we had it when we were notified that our antivirus caught it, you know. So basically when it said, now the email address was chase.com/update. When you click on that, it says seshi.com. Stop right there. You get out. That's a problem.
Who's this Seshi you speak of?
That's right. Now, if hypothetically you were able to get in there,
right?
They ask you to enter your user ID and password that you selected on your online enrollment process.
Oh, great. So now they know that.
Yeah. So, right. Exactly. So they're essentially telling you to go in and enter your password information
mm-hmm.
and your login
sure.
and to find out what's going on.
Great.
Then they tell you to enter all the information required on your and your Chase services limitations can be removed. So basically, the thing about this is that looking at this, if you see all this, you need to call the bank directly.
Yeah.
You need to speak.
Now,
is to
this
the
site that they sent you to? Was it HTTPS?
That one, I don't think it was.
That's another clue right there.
Okay.
Because remember, the official site is going to be HTTPS.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right,
we talked
right.
about that before.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the first thing, you know, you don't go right to where they're telling you. Always, no matter how legitimate it looks,
mm-hmm.
always check what they're asking. Always check your account to see if there's anything.
Well, you could just call the bank.
Or right. you call the bank and find out what's going
on.
That
would be the first thing I would do. I would call the bank. Oh, hey, I see, you know, they're saying there's some unusual transactions. Can you tell me what you see? And the bank's going, no, we don't have anything.
Exactly.
Why are you asking this? Well, I got an email. We would never send you that email.
Right. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Well, I think I would do the way Joe did, is go directly to the website the way I normally do and take a look and see if I saw something.
Yeah, but Joe also clicked on that link.
Yeah, that I would.
I clicked on that link today. I got this about a week ago. I clicked on the link today when I knew everything was safe and it wouldn't go through.
Right.
I just wanted to see where it was. I didn't click on it
that day.
I did not click on it that day. I got when they said, look, here it is. We blocked it, blah, blah, blah. Just to say, and what happens is it didn't go through anyway.
Because you knew your virus protection.
Our virus protection
so.
Caught it and disabled
okay.
it. You know, and I checked it today. But if you're seeing, let's go back to that. If you are seeing these amount of red flags and you see that, don't click on it.
Right.
I want to repeat myself again. I clicked on it. a week after the fact when my IT guy disabled it. I just wanted to see for the purposes of the show where this was. So basically you never
Understood.
Do that. And there was enough red flags there. So if you see it, and like I said, ask the question. They're sending this to me. Do they know your day job address?
Yeah.
Do they know that's there? Or how do they send it? Also, like I said, another thing is they want your information. Don't give them any information. And if they're saying that there's something that happened on your account, you have the access to legitimately go on your account and check what happened that day. If you see those things at that point, your best way to go is to call the bank and then address it with the bank.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they're the ones who are going to be able to tell you if something is really a problem or not.
It's a very common mistake. Now, usually you get all these erroneous emails all day long. And some of them, you know, are very fake. But this one, due to the way it was set up, it looked like a totally legit email from Chase. I mean, they have the Chase
logo looked good.
The logo looked good. So much so that when I sent it to Davin goes, well, what's going on? What?
Well,
are you
because I didn't have all the information. I didn't know about his email address.
Facetious, but when I showed him all the bullet points, it was kind of, you know, very enlightening.
Very good. Now you know. When we come back, should late night hosts be given hard questions to politicians? Politicians, don't go anywhere. Back, you're listening to Davin Zen. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Do a little comics in the news as soon as I could find it.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
So before Donald Trump was elected president, you know, all these candidates, they make the late night talk show tours. Donald Trump went on the Jimmy Fallon show.
Right.
And Jimmy Fallon, not really known for his hard-hitting questions.
No. You don't say.
He tussled Donald Trump's hair.
Yes.
Gave a good tussle.
Well, I mean, that was pretty ballsy to do at the moment, actually, because everybody talks about his hair, but nobody would think that you'd have the... You know, you dare touch it.
Yeah, but you had hosts like Colbert who went right after Trump.
Oh, yeah.
And asked hard questions. Fallon gave him softballs.
Yes.
And Colbert, since that happened, Colbert's ratings have gone up.
Oh, yes.
Fallon's ratings have gone down. So David Letterman actually gave a recent lengthy interview recently to Vulture.com. And he was asked a couple things. He was asked, if you're a comedian or a late night host, is there responsibility to be taking on Trump? Would you understand the position of someone who said, that's just not what I do? And Letterman said, I think you have an obligation. Obligation is an interesting word. He also said during the Vietnam War, Carson would not discuss the war on his show. He would talk about the personalities in the war. He felt the news was where that should be discussed, not on his show. Letterman did not originally go after politicians because Carson was his idol. But he credits Jon Stewart and The Daily Show for changing the game. And he said doing political jokes made his way into the writer's job easier. Because before, they would have to go out of their way to avoid it. You know, if politics was dominating the day, and you say, I'm not going to talk about politics on my show, it makes it a lot harder. So he said, do you think late night... So that was pretty much the interview. So I don't think late night hosts should feel an obligation to do political humor.
Nor do I. I don't think that that's everybody's wheelhouse. I think that a lot of times there is some merit to what he said about how Johnny Carson would steer away from that a lot of the time, because at that point in the night, you've been beaten by the nightly news. And
well, I mean, they're still going on at the same time of night.
Yeah.
Now you're getting beaten by 24-hour news.
Right, exactly. But this is what I'm saying, is that, you know, sometimes people want to go to those nightly shows just to be entertained and escape.
Will you not entertain me?
No, I think a lot of the time, you know, it's the kind of the philosophy of the host of the show and kind of the philosophy of the show itself, where, you know, Fallon won't go there. Leno didn't really. Leno was middle of the road.
Yeah.
You know, because he wanted to not really get into it and just keep it light and entertaining. You know, and there are shows that, you know, will get into it, you know, even more. I mean, what Colbert will.
Yes.
You know.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Here's the problem, though. So you got a Republican president, you got a Republican House, you got a Republican Senate. If you go after them nightly, and they've given us a lot of good material. They are providing tons of fodder for a comedian to go after, should he choose. But if you do that nightly, you risk alienating, like, half the country.
Right.
Well, here's the way you do it. I mean, if you are more of a politically ended show, you'll make more of a comment about it. Let's take the health care, the Obama, whatever they're calling it, not getting voted
on. I believe
on.
A disaster.
Endless nightmare.
All right. Perfect example of what he just said. You could go out there and do, and be totally middle of the road.
Right.
No matter what side you're on and do that joke.
Right.
You know, what will you call a disaster?
Yeah.
And
right.
get a laugh no matter what side of the aisle on, yes. you're on. The aisle you're on. But if you go into it and start pointing fingers, start to go into it, if your show is not geared politically, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. If it is, you're in your wheelhouse. So it depends on the host. It depends on the philosophy
but I think
of
what,
the show.
I think what people are saying because of Colbert's rise lately, that people are want a taste of the politics.
Yes, but they want it from certain people. You know, when you're tuning into Colbert, you are going to get something. You're going to get something that is, I don't want to say derivative, because Colbert
but why
is
would,
genius
but
in
if
his
that
own
was true,
sense. But from The Daily Show.
Right, but if you're tuning in for politics, Fallon was never going to give you politics.
No.
So why would people start tuning out because he didn't go hard on Trump? It doesn't make sense.
But it doesn't make sense. Now, what you're in Fallon's camp, what do you do? And like I said, I'm not pointing fingers, but
no.
you just gave the philosophy of their
if
show.
If I'm Fallon, I mean, obviously you have bosses.
Yeah.
So you don't really get to make that call. But if it's my call, and I'm Jimmy Fallon, and I know that's not playing to my strength,
mm-hmm.
right.
I do the show we've always done.
And you're exactly right. That's exactly what I would do. Because you know what? People sense when you're not being true. So if you decide to do, if you've been always lighthearted,
right.
and now you get into it, people are going to go, what is he doing? And your ratings are going to drop even more.
But,
absolutely.
But if your bosses are demanding, hey, listen, Colbert's kicking our butt. Seth Meyers is doing really well. Jimmy, we need you to do this. I don't care if you make it into a song, but you know, we need you to do politics.
And then when you're at that meeting, you'll go, okay, I will do it. However, I'm telling you right now, I don't think it's a good idea. Look, you write my check. I do what you tell me. But when the ratings are going down, we need to go back to where we are.
Right.
I'll do it. I'll have my writers work on it. We'll rehearse it. We'll do the best job we can, try to make it as entertaining as we can. But if the ratings are going down, it's the proof of the pudding. We need to go back where we were.
Yeah, his strong suit is trying to get Metallica to play kazoos. It's not going after hard-hitting political
action. But if you're the boss and you go, yeah, we get it. That was your strength. That is your strength. But the world has moved on. So either you figure it out, Jimmy Fallon, or we got to get somebody else who can do the political stuff. That's very possible, too.
Yeah, I know. But it's like, what are you going to say? Like, everyone now, everybody's going to follow suit.
That's how entertainment works.
I know. But everybody's going to be Colbert.
But there
yes.
is one question. Excuse me. There's one question I need to get to the bottom of, and I need to get to the bottom of it right now with this whole thing.
Yes.
Metallica played kazoos. Do you have a YouTube on that?
Yes, there is a
they
YouTube.
They did?
Yes, they did.
Really? I got to find that.
It's
right, cool.
Hilarious.
How cool. Oh, yeah,
that's hilarious.
That. Sorry.
Megadeth played bagpipes, tune in.
it's really good. They do understand that.
Oh, of course.
That's
why
great.
Wouldn't they? Yeah.
I do think people come to comedians, a certain element of the audience comes to comedians and late night hosts to kind of like make sense of it all.
Yeah, they do. But I mean, expecting every single one to fit into that little cookie cutter. I mean, you don't get a Carrot Top when you're looking for hard-hitting political interviews either.
Sure, I do.
Everybody.
He's got a great prop of a wall. You're going to love it.
I'm sure
but
he
also
does.
What you're looking for, especially with comedians, is honesty and what their agenda is.
Mm-hmm.
You never looked at Leno for cutting
edge really
stuff.
Do you really look to comics for honesty? Wow, I just had a bad day with my wife. Really? Every day? Every show you had
but
a bad day with your wife?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, not you.
You brought up a bad point.
Not you.
But I'm talking about
I'm talking
me.
About comics that aren't even married. All right. A curmudgeonly philosophy to get you through your day. Don't go anywhere. We are back. We're going to do a little curmudgeonly philosophy in just a second.
You wondered about it. You waited for it. And now it's here. Curmudgeon Philosophy with Pip Helix.
All right, Pip, drop the knowledge.
All right, this week's curmudgeonly philosophy is, if you give a present, it better be yours to give.
Now, who else would it be?
Well, like, for example.
Like Joe's wife giving away his keyboards?
Well, that's one thing. Yeah, I mean, if somebody tries to clear out the house, for example, and they say, oh, this is my spouse's, but they're not using it anymore. Here you go.
See, this sounds like a conversation that happened in the Helix home.
No, actually, it isn't.
And, well, might.
We got a witness. We always had speculation, but now we have clarification.
You're not home all the time. And you are a whore.
We have clarification.
Nah, take at least two cats. You're fine.
Right.
No, another thing is that I used to go to this one deli, and there was one guy there that was always trying to be the big man and give you something for free. And it's like, dude, you don't own this place. It's not yours to give.
It's his pickle.
Oh, no.
Don't you want his pickle?
I didn't want his pickle.
Why? It's bumpy and thick.
And green.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's been left
unfortunate.
Out.
Unfortunate.
Deal breaker.
Not if you're a frog.
No, if you're trying to be a big man or big woman, whichever. And
actually, I'm not. I'm trying to downsize.
And you're trying to give somebody something. It's not yours to give away.
Is this really an issue? I mean, I guess it is.
Yeah.
I it's a passive-aggressive act to give away something that is somebody else's.
It is.
I put my friend's car up for sale.
You're a jerk.
my good friends, we were working the same place, and he was just busting my chops all day long. So I worked at the shop. He went out in the field, and I put up his car for sale.
Oh,
and people were calling him when he got home from work, and he goes, did you put my car up for sale? I'm like, yeah. He goes, I wouldn't be so mad. You only asked for $600.
What was it worth?
Probably about 12, you know.
I would never do that to Mr. Helix. Yeah. By the way, Mr. Helix in the studio tonight. Yes.
That's why she'd never do it to him.
Yes. No, I would never do that. But I've seen people do things like that. And particularly I've seen that happen in restaurants or in stores. And somebody's like, oh, hey, you know, we got an extra of that. You can have it. It's not yours to give. You could be, can we go to your house and you're going to hand me
roll,
something
Pip.
Of yours?
It's a roll. Let it go.
A roll? What do you mean?
At the restaurant.
No. Well, I mean, if it's, you know, if somebody says, here's some extra food or here's some candy. Take that with. Nope.
All right. So we know. Don't take anything from Pip. That's what we learned. Thank you. So the Congress was getting all of the attention recently and their health care follies, the Senate has been very active, too.
Sneaks.
They do not want to be outshined. So Senate Resolution 34 has passed the United States Senate with a vote of 50 to 48 with two absent votes. The vote went down party lines. No Dem went for it. No GOP was against it. And there were two absent Republican senators. So if this becomes a law, it will strip away broadband privacy protections that kept internet service providers, ISPs, and telecoms from selling your internet and app data usage to third parties. The bill was introduced by 23 GOP senators. If passed, it will hand the responsibility of broadband privacy regulation from the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, to the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, and disallow the FCC from making any rules protecting internet privacy ever again. The senators that voted for this have been lobbied by the telecoms and ISPs. Those in support of this stripping of the privacy rights have even filed with the FCC attempting to claim that web history and app data usage information is not sensitive information. So, that's what happened. Has not a law yet, but it went down party lines. Republican senators all for it. Joe, as the right-leaning member of the show, I'll give you first crack. You happy about this development?
Not really, to tell you the truth.
That's what we were hoping for.
Exactly. where the information. I wonder what the the backstory is on that.
The backstory is they want to be able to sell it to businesses so they can advertise to you. That's what the backstory is.
It's got to be a lobby interest that persuaded these guys.
Yes, the businesses. The businesses. And the telecom companies can make money selling this information. That's worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's worth a whole lot of money. Your party, buddy. I file this under, hey, this is crap we didn't vote for.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, the thing is that you could say, well, you know, well, your information's out there anyway.
No. No, it's not. Mm-mm. No, it's not. Enough information. But
yeah, but now it's just like, oh, well, you know, some of it's out there, so let's just give you the whole
Give it
thing.
All away to the highest bidder. Uh-huh. Every website that Joe Curry's on, every app, well, not Pip, because she doesn't use a smartphone, every app that I use, it's all out there, all ready to be commercialized and exploited so they can learn even more about me, or even more about my shopping habits, my browsing habits.
So to learn more about you in general.
Yes.
I think it's unbelievable that they are letting the lobbyists influence them in this way. There's nothing that the senators could hope to gain personally from that.
Most people don't pay attention to this stuff.
Mm.
I think it will pass in Congress. I think it'll pass in Congress. Yeah. The question is Donald Trump going to stand by the people? Or do what he's been doing a lot of and giving to big business? Because this is purely a win for big business. The little guy, the average person, does not want this.
No, he's going to stand by big business.
Joe, if he signs it into law, if it gets to him, how do you feel? I know Trump's your guy. You're ride or die with him. How would you feel about that?
I tell you what. When do you think this is going to in front of Congress? When is Congress going to vote on this?
Within the next month.
Within the next month? So let's keep on top of this. And let's do that and see how Congress is. Let's see what's going. We're kind of seeing this now. Let's see if the media picks up on this.
Well, I mean, obviously the media did. I wasn't at the meeting.
I more of the media.
Well, this
more
was trending on Facebook.
Okay.
This was like the number one thing on Facebook. So people are getting aware of it. But again, it doesn't get the headlines on the news because we got all the stuff with Russia and healthcare and, you know, tweets and all this stuff. But this is something that affects everybody's life.
Right.
So that's the big distraction on TV. Meanwhile, this is the stuff that's going on. And I put this under crap we didn't vote for. Just
right.
like we didn't ask. No, people who voted for Trump did not ask for him to give permission for the coal companies to dump their waste in streams.
Right.
Nobody voted for that.
Well, on that whole thing, he didn't vote to put waste in streams.
No, he said it could happen.
But,
he didn't vote.
Well, what it is a perimeter. It's land that they suspect might be a problem if that's dumping, and they've been restricting a lot of the land. And the law that was on the books already, and this is before
it's a recent law.
It's a recent law that Obama put on the books.
Right, which is why they could overturn it. It was done in like the last 6 months.
Right, but there has been no clear-cut definition on the land to begin with. So basically what they're doing is they're saying, well, if there's no clear-cut definition, we're enforcing a law that has no set rules on that. Let's get everything going. Let's just get the coal business going, and then we'll have.
Yeah, but by then it's too late. Like I said, people didn't vote for that. People didn't vote for it to make it more difficult to save endangered animals. Now the logging lobby wanted that. People, when you voted for Donald Trump, you had your reasons, whatever they were. I guarantee you, those two things and this was not a reason.
Well, it is if you're in a downturned area. If you're going into where logging was prevalent and now it's not, and people are looking for work. Coal industry.
It's a very small part of the country.
You know what? Mm-hmm. You go into that part of the country and tell them, you know what? We need to care about this. And they go, really? My family hasn't eaten. I'm wondering how I'm going to pay my mortgage. I have a car payment that's due. You tell me again how important this is.
Well, it's the majority. I mean, it's the
but
majority.
You still have to look for the people in those areas that
you
are hit
retrain
by
them.
Over-regulation.
It's not over-regulation.
But then you put them to work, and then you start training them. But people, you need, you know, their areas.
People don't vote for this stuff. They voted for other things. People don't vote for the Republicans to give your provider all the information that you go to.
Swinging back to
this. Because it's going
to
change your habits. Maybe now you don't go into adult sites. Maybe that business is going to take a downturn.
I say it's worth looking. And listen, I'm not for this. I'm not against this. However,
I'm against it.
I understand. I understand that. So let's let's keep on top of this story. That, like you said, the vote for Congress is going to be in next month. Let's keep on top of it. Let's listen for it. Let's see what's coming up on that audio. Let's give an
update. Keep this in mind, though. Once you start spreading all this information to other places, it now makes it even more susceptible to get in the hands of hackers and blackmailers and scammers, because mm-hmm. the more places it is, the more places that get hacked. You're not doing cybersecurity any favors with this. You're opening it up to cybercrime.
Yes, absolutely. And it's just really, I mean, is it going to get to the point where we have absolutely no privacy left?
That's what they're getting to.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. Sell all of our private thoughts and habits to the highest bidder. That's not what we signed up for. I mean, but going back to the coal industry, it's not an either-or situation, or it shouldn't be an either-or situation. Yes, you want the coal industry to go back to work. You don't want to see all these people out. But then again, you don't want to have them dumping sludge in, metal lands or, watershed areas either. You don't want to be drinking that water
down the road. There are other things this administration could be working on.
Absolutely.
And should be working on.
Yes.
And attempted to work on. You going to have anything for Mr. Helix?
No, not right now.
Joe?
I have nothing for Mr. Helix either. Nothing other but no.
Wednesday, April 12th, I'll be in Gainesville, Florida at Rocky's Dueling Piano Bar. For tickets, call 352-505-0042. Thursday, April 13th through Saturday, April 15th, I'll be in Cocoa Beach, Florida at Gregory's Comedy Club. For tickets, call 321-783-9430. Thank you guys for hanging out. If you like us, tell a friend. Oh, listen to the whole show. Listen to the whole show on davinsden.com.
That's right.
That's right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.